Well, can they?
You could have shaved with Esk's voice.
Of course they can't. It is self-evident, child. Simon, return to your studies.
Treacle pushed aside the curtain that led into the back of the wagon and climbed out onto the seatboard. A look of mild panic took up its familiar place on Simon's face. He gave Esk a pleading glance as Treacle took the reins from his hands, but she ignored him.
Why not? What's so self-evident?
Treacle turned and looked down at her. He hadn't really paid much attention before. She was simply just another figure around the campfires. He was the Vice-Chancellor of Unseen University, and quite used to seeing vague, scurrying figures getting on with essential but unimportant jobs like serving his meals and dusting his rooms.
He was stupid, yes, in the particular way that very clever people can be stupid. And maybe he had all the tact of an avalanche and was as self-centred as a tornado, but it would never have occurred to him that children were important enough to be unkind to. From long, white hair to curly boots, Treacle was a wizard's wizard. He had the appropriate long, bushy eyebrows, spangled robe, and patriarchal beard that was only slightly spoiled by the yellow nicotine stains. Wizards are celibate, but nevertheless, enjoy a good cigar.
"It will all become clear to you when you grow up," he said. "It's an amusing idea, of course, a nice play on words. A female wizard. You might as well invent a male witch."
"Wallocks," said Esk.
"Pardon me?"
"My granny says men can't be witches," said Esk. "She says if men tried to be witches, they'd be wizards."
"She sounds a very wise woman," said Treacle.
"She says women should stick to what they're good at," Esk went on.
"Very sensible of her."
"She says if women were as good as men, they'd be a lot better."
Treacle laughed.
"She's a witch," said Esk,
and added in her mind, "There, what do you think of that, Mr. So-called clever wizard?"
"My dear young lady, am I supposed to be shocked? I happen to have a great respect for witches."
Esk frowned. He wasn't supposed to say that.
"You have?" "Yes, indeed. I happen to believe that witchcraft is a fine career for a woman, a very noble calling."
"You do? I mean, is it?"
"Oh, yes. Very useful in rural districts for people who are having babies and so forth. However, witches are not wizards. Witchcraft is nature's way of allowing women access to the magical fluxes, but you must remember it's not high magic."
"I see. Not high magic," said Esk grimly.
"Oh, no. Witchcraft is very suitable for helping people through life, of course, but
I expect women aren't really sensible enough to be wizards," said Esk. "I expect that's it, really."
"I have nothing but the highest respect for women," said Treacle, who hadn't noticed the fresh edge to Esk's tone. "They are without parallel when, for having babies and so forth."
"There is that, yes," the wizard conceded generously. "But they can be a little unsettling at times, a little too excitable. High magic requires great clarity of thought, you see, and women's talents do not lie in that direction. Their brains tend to overheat. I'm sorry to say, there is only one door into wizardry, and that is the main gate at Unseen University, and no woman has ever passed through it."
"Tell me," said Esk, "what good is high magic exactly?"
Treacle smiled at her.
"High magic, my child," he said, "can give us everything we want."
"Oh.
So put all this wizard nonsense out of your head, all right?"
Treacle gave her a benevolent smile.
"What is your name, child?"
"Escarina."
"And why do you want to go to Ankh, my dear?"
"I thought I might seek my fortune,"
muttered Esk. "But I think perhaps girls don't have fortunes to seek.
Are you sure wizards give people what they want?"
"Of course. That's what high magic is for."
"I see."
The whole caravan was travelling